tonight. Again, on behalf of the Christians here in Jackson, we give everybody a warm welcome. And the good news is the sun is shining. I don't know what it's doing other than providing light right now, but at least it's shining. And we really do try not to underestimate the importance that you have given to the conference to be here this weekend, so we trust that all the planning and the preparation will be such that you'll feel welcome and you'll want to come back again. And of course, join with us in prayer for the ministry of God's Word, that it will be a blessing to each one of us. We know you'll appreciate the exquisite meals that our master chefs have been preparing, so if the preaching gets dry, you've always got the meal to look forward to. Not that it would ever happen. This meeting will go till approximately noon. And just a reminder to please turn your cell phones off. This would be a good time to go ahead and check and make sure it's on vibrate. And then between speakers, if a brother would give out a hymn, a couple of verses of a hymn, so we can stand and sing and get a little stretch break. I don't know if we're going to be opening windows today. That might be cruel to those sitting on the aisles. Also, feel free, those of you with young children, toddlers, and babies, to use the cry room in the back. Let us know if you have any prayer requests and if you want CDs. I forgot to ask Dave if we're still doing tapes. No tapes. Okay. We've gone beyond that. So CDs available, and then there will be MP3 format on our website after the conference. If you need a place to stay, see our brother Jason Willinga or Teresa Willinga. And as we always do, if you're leaving early tomorrow, we have box lunches available, so there's slips you can fill out for that even today if you want to, and we'll provide you with take-home boxes. Also, in the foyer by the little table are a number of Truth and Tidings articles, condensed articles, and we want you to avail yourselves of those if you have interest in those topics. They're cataloged back there, and then also there are our brother Jim Smith's Fear Not calendars back there, so if you're interested in a calendar, help yourself to those. And I will just remind everybody that if you don't have a schedule, they're on the table back there as well, and those times are approximate. I know the brethren will be considerate of that. And I think the only other announcement for now is that we will have a short season of prayer. And as I like to always remind us, while we certainly don't exclude the preachers, the prayer meeting, the prayer before the meeting is not solely for the preachers. So if you're exercised to pray, we encourage that. I'll just make a few announcements, prayer requests. Brother Jack Sayward is recovering from shoulder surgery and post-op colon hemorrhaging. And so we might remember him, as well as James Sayward, who is very weak and suffering repeated seizures. And then as well, our brother Peter Ramsey, recovering from a broken arm. And Rob and Lizzie Van Doren's daughter Esme, known to the Christians here in Jackson, has been diagnosed with cystic fibrosis. So remember them in your prayers.